If none of the file sharing or online storage sites that we looked at previously have met with your approval, then you might care to take a look at DivShare. DivShare gives you, for free, a massive 20 gigabytes of storage. You can obviously upgrade that by paying a subscription. Creating an account's fairly straightforward in the usual way. And once you've got your account, you upload documents in the kinds of way that you normally would on any upload site. Just click on the upload button, browse to the file you want and upload it. However, DivShare comes with some quite interesting features. The files that you upload are automatically detected, or the file type is automatically detected and separated into different categories. So if you upload a JPEG, it'll get put in images. If you upload a flash video, it'll get put into your video section. You can organise things whichever way you choose by creating folders and having a normal folder structure. But the file type and categorisation also means that you've got an extra layer of organization. So if you just want to check out and see which images you've got, you don't have to dig through several folders. Just click on the images category and you get all your images back. Okay, when you've uploaded your files and starting to make use of your 20 gigs of storage, what can you do with them? Well, in the way that you can do with a lot of file storage sites, you can share them out. So the first thing you can do is to share them with other people. And you can do that in several ways. You can provide a direct link to the file. So each file that gets uploaded has a unique URL. So you just share that with the people with whom you want to see it. And of course, there are several layers of privacy. So you can have files that are only shared with friends. Files that are completely private entirely and people can't see them. Or files that you share with the whole world. It's entirely up to you. If you provide image files, there are different ways in which they can be seen. So image files can be grouped together and there's a slideshow tool. If you upload audio files, you can provide links to them through an audio player so people don't have to download them to listen to them. And similarly with the flash video. So those kinds of features could be really useful, and particularly if you're working together in a group collaboratively, it could be students or it could be colleagues, then some of the sharing features could be quite powerful.